When President Bush delivers his State of the Union address tomorrow night, he will again call for military action against Iraq should Saddam Hussein not comply with United Nations resolutions demanding that he disarm. But the president's aides stress that he will also focus on the nation's still struggling economy. NPR's Don Gagne has a preview.
This is the president's second State of the Union address, reporting on his second year in office. It remains to be seen whether it will contain anything as memorable or as provocative as last year's speech, in which he singled out Iraq, North Korea, and Iran as sponsors of terror in pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world by seeking weapons of mass destruction. These regimes pose a grave and growing danger. They could provide these arms to terrorists, giving them the means to match their hatred.
Fast forward to the present. Instead of speaking to a nation still reeling from the horror of the 9/11 attacks and watching the American military and its allies prosecute a war in Afghanistan, the president now confronts very real foreign crises with two of his axis of evil nations. North Korea has acknowledged a reactivated nuclear weapons program. The administration is urging diplomacy there. Iraq, meanwhile, has been the primary focus of White House foreign policy for many months now. The president's call for war if Iraq doesn't disarm has led to major protests at home and abroad and has strained relations with some of the U.S.'s strongest allies. So far, the U.S. has worked within the United Nations, backing the inspection process in Iraq. But the president at times has also been visibly impatient with those who say those inspectors need lots more time to complete their work. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, however, said viewers should not look for any kind of deadline or ultimatum on Iraq in the speech tomorrow night, nor is the president expected to lay out any new evidence to make the case against Iraq.
But the president has made it clear, and he is trying to rally the world, that time is running out. And one day, one way, sooner or later, Saddam Hussein will either disarm so peace can be preserved, or a coalition will be assembled to do the job and to protect the peace.
Fleischer says that most of the speech will not be about Iraq. Foreign affairs will share space with domestic concerns. The president will detail his plans for health care reform, including a prescription drug benefit for seniors, and he'll talk about his plan to restore momentum in the economy through more tax cuts. Congressional Democrats today presented their view of the State of the Union at an event at the National Press Club in Washington. New House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said people want the nation to be secure economically, as well as militarily.
Last year, President Bush told the nation in his State of the Union address that his economic plan could be summarized in a single word: jobs. Unfortunately, his record could be summed up in one phrase: loss of jobs.
Polls in the past 2 weeks have shown the president below 60% approval for the first time since the terror attacks of September 2001. Support for a war has also waned in these polls, while those who disapprove of the president's handling of the economy now outnumber those who approve. White House Chief of Staff Andy Card says the president is not influenced by such numbers.
This president is still phenomenally popular by historical standards, and the most significant reality is that the American people trust him, and I think you're going to find that they'll respond well to his leadership every time he's called upon to give it.
To be sure, though, the White House will be gauging public reaction after the speech, given that a president has few better opportunities to bend the public will than a nationally televised address to the Congress and the nation. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.